James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Looking at the markets, well, they're up again. The FTSE up 0.8%, the CAC up 1%, the DAX 1.25%. In the US, the Dow and the S&P 500 up around 0.6% half-day trade with the July 4 holiday, 0.8% the NASDAQ, the growth, which means the US markets are up around 7% for the last month. Still just recovering the losses from before. Now the papers. Adelaide, the Advertiser. Your pain, MPs gain. As bills soar, our pollies get another pay rise. It's their own private carbon tax compensation, say the wags at the Adelaide Advertiser. The West Australian. SAS mourns lost hero, 40-year-old sergeant, shot during mission against Taliban leader in Afghanistan. And the Canberra Times on the fallen SAS soldier. Fallen SAS veteran wrongly put at risk, says expert. We have the Age newspaper, the Melbourne broadsheet. SBY says give back our boys. Jakarta seeks release of boat crews. And as Fran says in this hour, she'll speak with the lawyer representing underage people smugglers. The Australian, we have letters to Gillard and Abbott warn freedom of speech at risk. The media CEOs in a fight against new media curbs. The Courier-Mail, Brisbane, not a flinch. The triple killer, Massimo Maxica, unmoved by the prospect of decades in jail. The Sydney Daily Telegraph, why we will win. They're looking at the State of Origin decider in Brisbane tonight. The Sydney Morning Herald, Indonesia talks, sink new hopes on boats. The steady arrival of asylum seeker boats unlikely to abate any time soon, says the Sydney Morning Herald. And the Melbourne Herald Sun, it's Tony's last deal. Fury as ill drug boss avoids life behind bars. Tony Mockbell sentenced yesterday. That's the papers, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.